This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Time for a double episode of Oithskulith, the news in a simple form of Icelandic, because, Bjarni, we were unable to meet last week.
Yes.
For all kinds of reasons.
Yes.
So apologies for that. How do we say sorry?
Afsakið.
Afsakið.
Já, eða fyrirgefðu.
Yeah, yeah. So both of those.
Yeah, but the afsakið is that so generic, you know, like in this sense that we just couldn't make it.
Yes. What if you bump into someone?
You can also use both of those, afsakið or fyrirgefðu.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We are, of course, reunited today, though, and to make up for not being around last week, a double episode. So we have two stories today, and they just happen to be linked by the theme of babies.
Exactly.
A couple of stories from Iceland from the last few days relating to childbirth in quite different ways. So with both of these, you'll find a link on the page accompanying the show to both of these stories, so you can follow along the text with both. Story number one concerns a baby boom at the heart of the Icelandic government.
Exactly.
And
yes,
we shall start our text under the photograph of the cabinet meeting. We'll go through this all the way from the start, and then we'll go back through it line by line. So story number one, take it away, Bjarni.
Já, takk fyrir. Jóhann Páll Jóhannsson umhverfisráðherra. Konan hans heitir Anna Bergljót Gunnarsdóttir. Jóhann Páll og Anna Bergljót eignast barn hann næsta vor. Þau eiga eina dóttur. Dóttirinn fættist árið 2023. Eyjólfur Ármannsson innviðaráðherra. Eyjólfur eignast líka barn. Eyjólfur á eitt barn. Barnið þriggja ára. Það ekki algengt að ráðherrar eignist börn í vinnunni. Katrín Jakobsdóttir var menntamálaráðherra. Katrín eignaðist barn árið 2010. Katrín var fyrsti ráðherran sem eignaðist barn í vinnunni. Katrín Júlíusdóttir var iðnaðarráðherra. Katrín Júlíusdóttir eignaðist tvíbura stuttu seinna. Aðrir ráðherrar hafa líka eignast börn. Þorgerður Katrín Gunnarsdóttir eignaðist barn. Stuttu seinna var Þorgerður ráðherra. Þórdís Kolbrún Gylfadóttir eignaðist líka barn. Stuttu seinna var Þórdís ráðherra.
Okay, back to the start and through this line by line.
Já. Jóhann Páll Jóhannsson umhverfisráðherra. So Mr. Jóhann Páll Jóhannsson, he is the Minister of Environment and interestingly exactly the umhverfi for environment is also linked you could say to the word hverfi, neighborhood.
Okay.
Yeah. So is around your neighborhood, the environment, you could say. Herra itself means just mister or sir. And then ráðherra, that gives advice. So advisor to the king, originally. And we use that word for equally men and women, even though the word herra means sir, originally.
Yes.
It's now just a term of this kind of job. As we are used to in Icelandic, we don't separate them by the sex of the person.
Yes. Well, in English, we don't have a ministeress.
Exactly. You
know, the word minister is used for anyone of any gender.
And that's very different. Like in German, they have normally the feminine and masculine version of everything in jobs, but in Icelandic it has become like this, that the generic one, the universal one, is normally the masculine form. And like here, with even this old word for sir, it works perfectly for women also, because we had just gotten used to it.
Yes.
In the beginning, when we had the first female ministers, we had this discussion, does this work like this and so on? But now I think people don't even notice anymore.
No, indeed not.
Yeah. Kona hans heitir Anna Bergljót Gunnarsdóttir. His wife is called, or her name is, Anna Bergljót Gunnarsdóttir. Jóhann Páll og Anna Bergljót eignast barn næsta vor. Jóhann Páll and Anna Bergljót are expecting a baby next spring. Or if we translate it literally, they will become owners of a baby, like we say in yes. Iceland, we use the word to own a baby, and then becoming owners, eignast barn. Þau eiga eina dóttur. They have, or they're again, own one daughter. Dóttirinn fæddist árið 2023. The daughter was born in 2023. And because of its neuter form of the year, it's 2023. Eyjólfur Ármannsson er innviðaráðherra. Eyjólfur Ármannsson is the minister of, well, infrastructure. Innviðir is the Icelandic translation of the infrastructure, meaning, of course, exactly the roads, the necessities of the society. Yeah.
Yes, the big heavy stuff.
Yeah, you could say, yes. And of course, like everywhere, the names of ministers and ministries are often changing. This hasn't been for so long, this one, but for the moment, this is used. Eyjólfur eignast líka barn. Eyjólfur is also having a baby. Eyjólfur á eitt barn. And Eyjólfur has one baby. And that, then again, the neuter eitt, because barn or barn, baby, is neuter. Barnið er þriggja ára. The baby is 3 years old. And there again, we have the genitive, because it's owns, it's owing the 3 years.
So barnið is neuter.
Barnið is neuter, and years, ára, is neuter. So therefore we have neuter form genitive for 3 years old. Þriggja. Það er ekki algengt að ráðherrar eignist börn í vinnunni. It is not common that ministers own babies
are parents
become parents or have newborns we could say in at work while they're in their position. Katrín Jakobsdóttir var menntamálaráðherra, and then Katrín, who later became prime minister, she was the minister of education. Katrín eignaðist barn árið 2010, she had a baby in 2010. Katrín var fyrsti ráðherran sem eignadist barn í vinnunni. And she was the first minister to have a baby, well, at work, meaning here, when she was in this position as a minister. Katrín Júlíusdóttir var iðnaðarráðherra. And then, with the same name, exactly, but Júlíusdóttir, she was the minister of the industries. Katrín Júlíusdóttir eignaðist tvíbura stuttu setna, and she had twins shortly after.
And just on the job titles there, because that word is quite similar to the previous word for infrastructure, but she was the minister of, as you say, industry.
Industry, exactly. Yeah. Because iðnaður, because iðn means something like something you work originally with your hands, your handicrafts, but has become industry. But then we have innviðir as the translation for the infrastructure. So the indoor woods is the innviðir.
Okay.
So that's, it's linked in sense, but it describes that a different job, of course, different portfolio.
Yes,
exactly. And so on, more ministers. Aðrir ráðherrar hafa líka eignast börn. Other ministers have also had children. Þorgerður Katrín Gunnarsdóttir eignaðist barn. Þorgerður Katrín Gunnarsdóttir had a baby. Stuttu seinna varð Þorgerður ráðherra. Shortly after, she became minister. Þórdís Kolbrún Gylfadóttir eignaðist líka barn. Þórdís Kolbrún also had a baby. Stuttu setna var Þórdís ráðherra and shortly after she became minister.
So, that's the baby boom at the heart of the Icelandic government. That's story number one. As I say, we're doing two stories today to make up for our unscheduled absence last week. And the second story, to which, again, you can find a link on the page accompanying the show from Rove English Radio, is also to do with babies, or one in particular that came as something of a surprise. So, story number two, the text will start under the photograph of the happy mum, dad and newborn baby. And once again, we'll go through this text all the way and then line by line. So take it away again, Bjarni.
Já, takk fyrir. Andri Gunnarsson og Guðfinna Alda Ólafsdóttir eignuðust barn. Þau vissu ekki að Guðfinna væri ólétt. Fjölskyldan var í fríi í Skagafirði. Þau komu heim á mánudegi. Guðfinnu leið illa og var þreytt. Þau héldu að það væri bara venjuleg þreyta. Nóttina fekk Guðfinna mikla verki. Þau fóru upp á spítala. Á spítalanum kom í ljós að Guðfinna var að fæða barn. Ljósmóðir hlustaði á magan á Guðfinnu. Hún heyrði hjartslátt frá barni. Þetta kom þeim mjög á óvart. Læknir skoðaði barnið með sónar. Sónar tæki sem sér inn í magann. Læknirinn sá að allt var í lagi með barnið. 12 tímum seinna fæddist lítil stelpa. Foreldrarnir voru ekki með nein föt eða bleiur. Starfsfólkið á spítalanum hjálpaði þeim. Þau fengu föt og teppi fyrir barnið. Andri segir í gríni, þetta var eins og Jesú barnið. Þetta þriðja barn þeirra. Hin börnin eru 10 og 12 ára. Þau mjög glöð með litlu systur sína. Hvernig gat þetta gerst? Guðfinna fann fyrir einhverjum einkennum, en hún hélt að það væri eitthvað annað. Hulda Hjartardóttir yfirmaður á fæðingardeild Landspítalans. Hulda segir að þetta gerist það bil einu sinni á ári. Stundum vita konur ekki að þær óléttar. Þær halda að einkennin séu út af öðru. Til dæmis veikindum eða breytingaskeiði. Fjölskyldan mjög ánægð með nýja barnið. Þau segja að líf þeirra hafi breyst til hins betra.
So it's the baby that came as a very pleasant surprise to this family. Let's go back to the start of the story and go through this line by line.
Andri Gunnarsson og Guðfinna Alda Ólafsdóttir eignuðust barn. So Mr. Andri and Mrs. Guðfinna, they had a baby. Þau vissu ekki að Guðfinna væri ólétt. They didn't know that Guðfinna were pregnant. And exactly one of the common words, so in public speaking, is ólétt, simply, not lightweight, so getting heavier.
Yes, because the O at the front is negation, isn't it?
Exactly.
So it means unlight.
Unlight,
and exactly. That's a word that we use for being pregnant.
Exactly.
Okay, being unlight.
Yes, because she's getting heavier because of the extra person.
Yes, cannot be denied.
Yeah. So this is most commonly used, I would say, for pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah. Fjölskyldan var í fríi í Skagafirði. The family was on holiday in Skagafjörður, in north of Iceland. Þau komu heim á mánudegi. They came back home on a Monday. Guðfinnu leið illa og var þreytt. Guðfinna felt bad and was tired. And exactly the verb líða here in past tense, leið, feeling somehow, with an adverb always after to describe how you feel, it demands a dative. Therefore, we have to change Guðfinna to Guðfinnu. So she is the subject, but she is in dative. That's one of the reflexive verbs like that. Þau heldu að það væri bara venjuleg þreita. They thought that it was only normal fatigue, meaning after the holiday, etc. Nóttina fekk Guðfinna mikla verki. During the night, Guðfinna had severe pain in the body. Þau fóru upp á spítala. They went to the hospital. Á spítalanum kom í ljós að Guðfinna var að fæða barn. At the hospital, it became clear, or came into the light, as we say, that Guðfinna was expecting or going to give birth to a baby. Ljósmóðir hlustaði á magan á Guðfinnu. A midwife listened to the tummy, like we say, to the, that part of the body of Guðfinna. And interestingly, the word exactly for the midwife, ljósmóðir, the mother with the light, has been chosen even one of the most beautiful words in Icelandic.
I can see why.
Yeah, because it's very metaphoric and very how this woman brings the light or transfers the light to the newborn, etc.
Ljósmóðir.
Exactly. Very nice. Hún heyrði hjartslátt frá barni. She heard the heartbeat from a baby. Þetta kom þeim mjög á óvart. This was a great surprise for them. Læknir skoðaði barnið með sónar. A doctor checked on the baby with sónar. And exactly, we use the same word for that, where you use the ultrasound to see into the body. Sónar tæki sem sér inn í magan. And the sónar is a machine or equipment that can see into the tummy, like we say also again there, where the baby is. Læknirinn sá að allt var í lagi með barnið. The doctor saw that everything was okay with the child. 12 tímum setna fæddist lítil stelpa. 12 hours later, a little baby girl was born. Foreldrarnir voru ekki með nein föt eða bleiur. The parents didn't have any clothes or diapers with them. Of course not, they didn't expect anything. Starfsfólkið á spítalanum hjálpaði þeim and the staff at the hospital helped them. Þau fengu föt og teppi fyrir barnið. They got some clothes and some blanket for the baby. Andri segir í gríni, Andri says like in a joking, Þetta var eins og Jesúbarnið. It was like baby Jesus. It's true how they got all this help and they didn't expect anything. Yeah. No. Þetta þriðja barn þeirra. This is their third child. Hin börnin eru 10 og 12 ára. The other children are 10 and 12 years old. Þau eru mjög glöð með litlu systur sína. They are very happy about their little sister. Hvernig gat þetta gerst? How could this happen? Guðfinna fann fyrir einhverjum einkennum. Guðfinna felt some symptoms. En hún hélt að það væri eitthvað annað. but she thought it was something else. Hulda Hjartardóttir er yfirmaður á fæðingardeild Landspítalans. Mrs. Hulda Hjartardóttir, she is well, a supervisor or a chief doctor at the nursing, what do you call it, nursing unit?
Or nursing ward,
nursing maybe. Ward, yes. Já, emi, at the state hospital, Landspítalinn. Hulda segir að þetta gerist það bil einu sinni á ári. Hulda says that this happens about once a year.
Really?
Yes, that the mother is unexpected and goes into labor.
I can't imagine what it's like to be pregnant, obviously, but I also can't imagine what it's like to be pregnant and not know.
Exactly, yes. And just to have a baby 12 hours later.
Yes.
Yes, so it's...
Yes, this is beyond my...
Absolutely.
Comprehension. Yeah.
But luckily for them, of course, they had already two children, so they knew a bit about what it is.
Yes.
But still, it was a great surprise.
Mm.
Stundum vita konur ekki að þær eru óléttar. Sometimes women don't know that they are pregnant. Þær halda að einkennin séu út af öðru. They think that the symptoms are because of something else. Til dæmis veikindum eða breytingaskeiði. For example, some illness or menopause. And interestingly, exactly, we call the menopause in Icelandic the changing period. So when the body is going through a change, breytingaskeið. Fjölskyldan mjög ánægð með nýja barnið. The family is very happy with their new child. Þau segja að líf þeirra hafi breyst til hins betra. They say that their life has changed to the better.
I have no doubt that that's true. Even though this came as a surprise, it sounds like it was a very nice surprise.
Exactly.
So those were our two stories today. Back on our usual schedule here on Oithskilith on Roof English Radio. And of course, every week it's a chance for you to pick up some words in Icelandic and hopefully improve your Icelandic skills just a little by following along with this text, which you can find in a simple form of Icelandic. Always on the website, by the way, at roof.is, ruv.is. You'll find a link to Oithskilith in the top right, and you'll find other stories written simply there as well. But for now, Bjarni, thanks very much.
And
all being well, back next week.
Yeah.
It's Roof English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. You can get in touch anytime. We are English at ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.